Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. It is 10:40 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'll begin our meeting today, if you feel led to rise, with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce.
And if you don't mind, you can bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give that divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, but not just us, each elected official in Jefferson County. And make sure that you put your loving arms around the families that have loved ones that's fighting for our democracy, making sure that life is better in our country and our employees. Lord, we ask that you make sure that we remember the reason for the season that's coming, because it's very important in family lives. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good morning. Thank you. Let me check here real quick. Let's see, 10:42. Okay. Yesterday, Mr. Richardson, who's in court with us here today, he and I had the opportunity to host representatives of the National Wildlife Federation, the Galveston Bay Foundation, and others who've been pivotal in some of the work that we've done on accessing EPU oil spill funding, both the Natural Resources Damages Act, the civil and criminal penalties monies, the Restore Council funding, and so forth. And wanted to express my appreciation to them for their partnership with us. Any takeaways from that, Mr. Richardson? As of today, we've got a total of a little bit over $180 million. We're on the cusp of beginning dredging for our beach dune restoration project, the remaining. And I think after we finished our meetings yesterday morning early, very early, 3 in the morning, that y'all went down and had the opportunity to review the pilot project on McFadden Beach. Is that correct?
That's correct, Judge and Commissioners. Good morning. The National Wildlife Federation was one of the first environmental groups to come address the Commissioners Court when the BP Deepwater Horizon settlement was in the offing, and they've done a great job. And this exercise right now is just to get the most effective Commissioners Court in Texas on the record visually on this film. The film is going to be 3 minutes long, Texas for 1 minute, Louisiana for 1 minute, and Florida for 1 minute. So we'll be lucky to get any imagery in that, but National Wildlife Federation has done an excellent job and want to express their thanks to this court for the great work you've done.
And I think there is present in the courtroom here today a videographer for the National Wildlife Federation, but nobody mentioned the fact that he's from the upper west side of Manhattan. And we appreciate their partnership as always, and we will continue to work with them to leverage those fundings that can come to coastal restoration in Jefferson County. And they're deeply, I just want to take this opportunity to appreciate them for their partnership and as we move forward. Thank you, Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, thank you.
Moving on to the regular agenda, we have some addenda, and we're going to have 11 o'clock workshop following court. to hear information regarding Text 21 and U.S. 287 and Third Coast Initiative presented by Mr. Dean. But items under purchasing, we're going to table item A. Item B is to, let me stop just a minute. I'm forgetting something that happened last week that's very important. That is that I wanted to mention that our own tax assessor, Ms. Allison Goetz, was named Tax Assessor of the Year at their annual conference, and we want to express our appreciation and congratulations to you for that award. Now get back to work. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for the repair of Precinct 4. There's a typo in the both in the contract and in the agenda item. Storage container roof.
Sorry, it was for the service center storage and container room, not Precinct 4.
Oh, the service center at the airport?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're going to make that note that repair of the storage container roof in the amount of $5,910.98, which is being awarded in accordance with the Choice Partners Jock Texas contract number 20/017MR-17, is actually at the service center, which is a facility near the airport that works on all of our county-owned vehicles. Item C is to consider and approve a contract renewal for lease of Jefferson County Downtown Jail facility with LaSalle Corrections 6 LLC for a first 1 year renewal from December 13, 2021 through December 12, 2022. Item D is to consider and approve a contract renewal for the rebid of a term contract for mowing for Jefferson County with Universal Operations LLC for a second 1 year renewal from December 1st, 2021 through November 30th, 2022. Item E is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County with John Paul Food Service LLC for a third 1 year renewal from November 24th, 2021 through November 23rd, 2022. Item F is to consider and approve disposal of scrap metal property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such prices that make a command, with the funds being returned to the county. And item G is consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 by Horn to Auction, which is scheduled for Saturday, December 4th, 2021 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Let me make that correction that is service center. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2022 budget amendment for Constable Precinct 2 for additional costs for vehicle and equipment in the amount of $7,296 from contingency appropriation. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2022 budget amendment for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for additional costs for truck and equipment in the amount of $11,601. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 488-801. Through 489009. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion. I just wanted to make sure that Commissioner Senegal's truck that burned yesterday, that we looked for factory coverage of that defect, because it's apparently a new truck with electrical system failure that caused the fire that destroyed the truck. So if you get risk management involved in that investigation, please. Any other discussion?
Well, I didn't know about that. If it's a certain type of truck, can you let us know if we have a similar truck?
Yeah. Joe,
I didn't know which vehicle that was.
The mechanic truck.
It was a...
The mechanic's truck.
The mechanic's truck? Okay, I didn't...
Check on that, and I think some of the other commissioners may have some.
Okay.
I got one.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and approve authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont. Item B is executing the same agreement with the City of Port Arthur. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file supplemental and final order adopting the revised political boundaries following the redistricting of Commissioners Court precincts. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute intergovernmental contract between Jefferson County, Texas, and the City of Port Neches. Item E is the same contract with the City of Nederland. Item F is the same contract with the City of Grove. And item G is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with the City of Beaumont for water service at the Mid-County Jail Complex. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Judge, I want to compliment Kathleen, Jim Allison, the sheriff, and this court for finally coming to a conclusion with this long-running contract discussion with those with Beaumont and Port Arthur, and finally getting it complete. I think it'll be better for, of course, for the sheriff and the citizens of our community. So thank you guys for the hard and tough times, I know.
Commissioner, just kind of one thing, just to clarify, under item G, as part of that ongoing issue, we had a draft that came out with a 20% discount in the sewer service. When we asked for a final, draft watermark from Tyrone over at the City of Beaumont, it came back and that 20% language was removed with the note that that was the same as the jail facilities in the with the state. So what you have now, it doesn't have the 20% sewer discount. And looking at the numbers, for like an annual annual basis, you're probably talking about somewhat of a range of $32,000 to $42,000 per year. I don't know that it's material enough to hold up the deal. I need to double check it, but I would say approve this one as it is. But if the federal or if the state of Texas has it in there, then I think we come back and request it. But we were told it didn't have it in there by the City of Beaumont.
But it's the same as if what they're proposing now is the same as what the state and everybody else is paying.
And I think that's where we are. So I don't think it's worth holding it up at this point.
And Judge, I'd just like to add, Patrick, I wasn't overlooking you, because just what you just did is update us, and you've been there to update us, make sure that we're in line with this contract, these contracts. I want to thank you also, man.
Well, I started it all back in 2002.
I was just going to say that, since you started
it. Yeah, since I started it all,
I can't remember, I read the contract. Does it reference the federal contract? This is...
I can't remember on that.
I don't think so. I just think it's just the same contract.
I know we put in our inmate contract that, kind of that favored nations clause that says, if anybody gets a better deal, they get the better deal, or they get the deal too. So.
The federal government stipulates
it. Go back to state government. I don't think the feds have water from the city. State. We'll double check the contract. We're going to go with that it wasn't in there, because it was removed off of the draft when we asked for a final copy.
Just as long as we get it.
Well, yeah. The same as the state.
Yes, that is the state.
We are getting the in-city rates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good question.
Hey, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for October 2021, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering, item A is going to be tabled. Item B is consider and possibly approve Pine Island Estates subdivision preliminary plat and construction plans of Phase 3A. The subdivision located off of Ponderosa Trail in Precinct Number 4 and is in the City of Beaumont ETJ. The preliminary plat and construction plans met the City of Beaumont and Jefferson County's requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? Discussion?
No, this is a question. Has it been reviewed by DD6? And they have given their blessings on it, and we have it in writing.
Okay, another question. It's not on any TxDOT right away, is that correct? Okay.
I didn't think so.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Yeah. Okay, Precinct 1 on item B.
I was waiting my turn to ask.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Environmental Control, we have one item to consider and possibly approve Environmental Control's application for the NEHA FDA Retail Flexible Funding Model Grant Program. It's a fully funded grant request in the amount of approximately $26,500. Requires no match, cash match from the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
So, second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioners Alford and Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Juvenile Probation, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution commending Pamela Bostick for 12 years and 11 months of devoted service to Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal. Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And is Ms. Bostick here?
No, she's
not. Okay, thank you. All right, and then on the addendum, we had an item under the Visitor Center A to consider and possibly approve the Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation for Ford Park Retro Facility Marketing for fiscal year 2021-2022, emergency grant request in the amount of $92,000, recommendation $92,000. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Yes, is Veronica here?
Victoria?
Yeah. Victoria? They told me you were there. I really don't have a question, but Kathy said you were going to be so nervous you might pass out. So I just wanted to embarrass you.
She said you might tease me.
Kathy, nice to see you.
Isn't that boy, Kathy and you.
Kathy told on you.
Okay. Any other meaningful discussion? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. We'll now have a time of public comment. If you're present in the courtroom, you may approach the lectern and introduce yourself. If you're present online, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line. So we are now open for a time of public comment. Hearing none, is there any announcements by any member of the court or any elected official that we need to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Not that I thank you all for being here today. And we are adjourned. Y'all have a great week.
We going to you.